Are you increasing the volume?
Yeah, I did.
I finally got the governor's office thing filled out. I've tried, I applied for OPAC and they sent my, had to fill out an application again. Four times. Four.
Are they using it?
No, no, it's incomplete. It's incomplete. That's what.
What?
It's in a program called Workday. And so I forgot to tell them I'm a male.
So, well, today you identify that way, but tomorrow.
No, it gives you.
You know the definition of a woman.
It gives you three choices. It's male, female, or.
Other?
Well, or I don't want to tell you. But it was incomplete for that. Wasn't it like a 20-page application?
It's a joke.
And that's why they take.
Joe.
He's in Disneyland.
No, he's here. He's on his way right now.
I reminded him.
We had to take those two classes, you know, we're throwing on.
I know.
Cybersecurity and one on.
Tomorrow at 2, even though I said today.
Now they're telling me you got to take those classes. I said, I took the class. Well, you don't have a record of it. Well, I'm not taking them again. Are we ready?
You can start whenever you would like. Joe is on his way.
Okay. Well, we'll call the meeting to order. This is a special meeting, a special commission meeting of Port of Brooklyn Harbor Commission on Thursday, March 24th, 2022. Do you want to do the roll call or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Larry?
Here.
Ken?
Here.
Sharon?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
And Joe is absent right now. He's just late.
Okay. Are there any modifications, additions, or changes to the agenda?
No.
No.
Okay. Anybody need to declare a potential conflict of interest?
No.
All right. And I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second. Okay. We have any public comments? Seeing none in front of me. Any that you know of, Danielle?
No. Can I approve? Can I do roll call for the approval of that motion?
Yes. You're going to have to put a big star on it. I forget that every single time.
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
And okay. No, I did not receive any public comments.
Okay. Well, that brings us to the Special District Insurance Services Employee Healthcare Plan Renewal.
All right, this is a renewal for our employees' health plans. Every year we have this discussion and review. This year, the plan does not increase on the medical and pharmacy side of things. It's staying the same. The only increase is in the dental plan at 4.5%.
Okay.
So we're recommending to continue with the same plan as we've had over the years.
All right.
What's the premium that the employee pays? Is that on here? Or
the employee, well, for full-time employees, the port pays the premium.
100%?
100%. I think it's 700. I think it's here. 741.60.
So then, do they have an option of putting their spouse on and children?
Yeah, they have an option, but they have to pay the 100% cost. Right. We have some employees that do that.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
No.
Okay.
What question? Does the port always pay the 100% of the employee premium?
Yes, ever since I've been here. Yep. Hello.
I seen Gary's text and said we're having a meeting Friday. I said, oh, okay, change it to Friday.
That's the next meeting, but it's actually Monday, not Friday anymore.
It's okay.
All right, so motion on this item.
Motion to approve SDIS Employee Health Care Plan Renewal and authorize the port manager to sign the renewal document.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Brings us to action item B, budget committee members.
We had a late change after the board approved our new members. We got noticed that one of the current members has resigned because he's working out of town. That was Thomas Dean. And we did have four applications come in. And I'm asking the board if you want to place the fourth applicant to replace that vacant spot.
So our options is to add that fourth person or leave the vacant.
Correct. I think
we should go ahead and use the fourth person.
I have a problem with the fourth person, but I think it's a conflict of interest to have him on that board. And I, as of today, yesterday, I know somebody that's interested in taking that position if we want to reopen it. We don't have to. I'm just saying I know somebody interested.
When do we have to?
Can you use the mic, please?
I know somebody interested in that position if we wanted to reopen it. And my personal opinion is the fourth person is Erica Five R's, and I find personally, my personal opinion is I see a conflict of interest having him on a board position because he receives contracts from us, contract money from us, and he works for us. In my opinion.
So when do we need, when do we need?
Until we have a budget committee meeting and we decide. But usually we set this up so we can have it all planned out because, typically we have it planned out before the meeting. But there's options to leave it vacant as well.
The question, the reason I'm asking that is do we have time to advertise this again and accept application?
We're running out of time. We could put advertising out for a week or two. I think our meeting is May 10th. And dealing with the newspaper, you got to turn in the application like a week in advance. So this week's already too late, so we have to turn it in now for next week.
Well, Gary, seeing what Larry has said, we have other people that sit on other budget committees and stuff that, they do things within the community. So I'm wondering, would that, because that person does have contracts or does work, would be a conflict to do a budget?
I don't believe so because they're not making an actual decision on spending the money. They're making a decision on a budget.
Right.
So
really, there wouldn't be any conflict there then?
I'm not a lawyer, but that's my personal opinion that it wouldn't be, but I know Larry's concerns, but I don't know if that's shared with the rest of the board or not.
Well, I'm just thinking that we've got mortgage holders on there in the past.
And lease tenants.
And have lease tenants, so it's not like the people on the budget committee have not got some association with the board.
Or a gain.
But I don't know that, I think I agree with Gary. I don't know that there is any direct connection between them serving on the budget committee and then us approving a contract for them.
Right.
Over separate actions.
Yeah, there's no financial gain from a budget committee to a contract that he's doing for the port. It's a separate approvals.
Does that answer your question, Larry?
I don't think I'm going to change my opinion, but, there's five of us, so we can surely vote. I'm just thinking, again, and it's public record. Anybody can see it, but he has access to all our financials, and I think it could change the way he bids jobs, my opinion.
But they're posted in the paper, too.
I know.
So the whole community has access to our records.
I understand.
Okay. Well, we have two options here. There you go. I guess there are two options.
Somebody needs to make a motion.
So I'll make a motion to approve the new budget committee member to fill the vacant position. Is it Ben?
Ben. Eric. Hold on a second before you finish that motion.
Okay.
The motion is actually for 2 years. I thought it was 1 year. Kim corrected me. It's actually a 2 year term. Because it's a fiscal year, so it's actually a 2 year term.
Well, I noticed the change, but I thought it was just because the other person had quit and it was going to be like a temporary.
Yeah.
Okay. Seeing Eric moved for a 2 year term.
I second it. Okay. The motion is in second. Any further discussion? Danielle.
Larry.
No.
Ken.
Yes.
Sharon.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes.
Richard.
Yes. Okay. Brings us to action item C, FEMA project preliminary drawings and updates.
All right, long-awaited drawings from Jack. Jack is on the line. I'll go to Jack here in a minute, but I want to give a brief update of our conference call that we had with FEMA. So the day before yesterday, Jack Aiken and myself had a conference call with many of the FEMA individuals that are reviewing our budget. And Jack has proposed to split up our construction kind of with upland work versus in-water work period. So we're trying to get FEMA on board and also the Corps of Engineers and everybody else with our permitting to let us do the upland work separate from the in-water work period, because in-water period has a specific time we do the work, which is October through March. And I think they were receptive to that idea. But what they need to do, they need to get these drawings in their hands so they can approve the budget going forward. Unfortunately, in the discussion, they want to go back and look at our pre-disaster conditions and approvals for the, they call it the PA, which is the public assistance part of it. So they want to look at our maintenance records, and it seems like to me they're going backwards because they've already approved phase one to do all this engineering and whatnot. So, but they want to go back and just kind of ink everything in and make sure everything's done properly, I believe. So the push is to get these drawings to FEMA as soon as we can. So they're, they call it a FEMA CRC, which is a Consolidated Resource Center, that apparently looks at the drawings, looks at Jack's engineer's estimate, and they apparently approve the budget. And then we move on with the construction and ordering equipment. Before giving these drawings, I wanted the board to see these drawings and where they're at before we give them to FEMA. So that's why Jack got these drawings to me Wednesday. And I know that's a short period of time. This is still what Jack and I and Travis have been working on. With some of these changes, and there is one change that Jack just notified me on C2.01. If you remember, we were talking about putting in some storage, like covered storage buildings.
Right.
So those items are going to come off before he sends them to FEMA. That was part of our discussions to try to fit that in with our budget. I think right now that's probably not doable. And the other thing I just want to point out that these drawings are preliminary going to FEMA, but before we go to bidding process to get a contractor, we're going to, these are not for construction. It's basically engineering costs and evaluation for FEMA, but we're going to have construction drawings that the board's going to have to approve before we go to bidding. So you're going to see more drawings and probably some corrections and some changes with the RV park and, I mean, some of these roads might be a little bit different than what you see in this packet. Okay. And Jack is on the line to answer any questions. Or if Jack wants to speak, I may have missed something.
Do you have any comments, Jack, you'd like to make?
I don't have anything to add to that, Gary.
Okay.
So, again, so we're clear, we're approving sending these to FEMA, and this is basically a, I'll call it a proof of concept, but it is a, this is a pretty refined description, preliminary description of what the scope of work is going to be. And then before anything else happens, we'll get detailed drawings, construction drawings, that we'll approve that.
That's correct.
For each phase, each part?
Yeah, yeah, each bidding process, which we're thinking that we'll probably have multiple contracts, multiple contractors doing in-water work period, in-water work versus the upland work. I think we're going to have probably two different or maybe three different contractors potentially on, you know, we're going to be splitting this up to have different contractors, not just one doing everything.
Okay.
So in the boatyard, there's this area in the back. Are we not doing anything with that area at all? We're not going to put any dredging on there or to try to take care of all that sunken area that collects water and, no.
No, right now that's not the plan, is to leave that as dirt. It's basically like a storage area for, you know, for boats.
It'd be a major storage area for docks. All the docks are in the corner by where the cat house was. We're going to have to pave all the way through there, so all those docks are getting moved to the back. So that'll be our new area that we stockpile all of our docks at. I'll second that.
Okay.
And also in the packet, I do have a schedule, an updated schedule that Jack and I provided to FEMA, kind of give you a quick guideline of what we're looking at in the next year and a half.
Assuming we get money.
Yes. Yeah.
Did they give you any idea of what their timeline was as far as getting to that point?
Once they get Jack's cost estimate and these drawings, they were saying, Jack can correct me if I misspeak, but 45 days once they get it, and I don't know if those are calendar days or just work days, but they said 45 days in our meeting that they should have a response back. And I think I noted that on my cover sheet that depending on other national disasters, because I noticed even with our disaster, we've been pushed back because of other disasters throughout the country, because, you know, we're not the highest priority disaster. So it really depends on what's going on elsewhere. That could affect that 45 days.
Okay.
I just got a question. If I'm reading this right, the first hydraulic dredging is going to take place in 23. And I thought you were going to use the spoils from the dredging underneath some of these places where you're going to do the paving.
We're not going to have to use as much dredge spoils on the ground for reshaping. We're going to utilize more of the existing native ground that's there, and by doing that, we're going to save money and be able to pave
more,
add more pavement out there than using those dredge spoils.
Okay, so what are you going to do with the dredge spoils then that you guys were going to put on these?
We are talking to the local rock companies. If the material is suited, which it is looking like most of it might be, they can use it to make concrete. They run it through screeners and they use it to make concrete.
So there was no, in the test that you did in the basin then, there was no heavy metals or anything in that stuff?
I would have to ask Jack. I think they're still getting those test results, but that's what our plan is to reutilize them or have alternate companies use them, basically as much as they can take,
right,
you know, to cut down the cost at disposal of it.
But say they do come back with a bunch of heavy metals and they can't take it, then what's the
plan? Well, then we're going to be stuck with the disposal problem.
Right. class A or?
It's what it's going to turn out to be is it'll be a type of contaminated material that is along the lines of what we got from that sinkhole that was up there, and it's an additional cost to dispose of it.
Yeah, do they have to incinerate that?
If I could, yeah. could I interject to make it easier?
Certainly, go ahead. I was going to say that.
No, there are no concerns. We have the laboratory analyses back. There are no concerns with respect to contaminated materials. We do have, we're dealing right now with, I challenged the laboratory because they came back with some contaminated reports. I challenged their quality control, and the laboratory reversed what they were saying, but we still do have one little pocket of contaminated area, which is 1-1 tri, which will, I mean, not 1-1 tri, it's what's called tributylamine. You don't have to remember that, but it's up in the upper levels. It's in one section, and where I presently I'm going about to identify where that is, because these samples were all composite samples. In other words, each sample was composed of smaller samples in the same area. And so we are taking those smaller samples in that one area and identifying where this may or may not be. But regardless, that will not have anything to do or impede any concerns with respect to utilizing it for concrete. So there is no problem about finding pollutants or anything in the sediment that's going to cause any concrete problems. We know that. However, we are evaluating right now the amount of usable, sandy, coarse enough material for concrete manufacture, and figuring out whether, you know, we can use 40, 50, 60, 70, percent, whatever we can use. The concrete folks have already expressed to us they'll take as much as we can give them. So we're just dealing with the details now on sediment handling. That's we'll have to get back to you on the plan.
So Jack, if I may, so we're talking about 38,000 cubic yards. That's pretty much on FEMA's dime. If we have to do something other than, you know, going to the concrete supplier, it's on their dime, which would take away from other areas that we're trying to achieve, right?
That's correct. That would go through what's called it's part of the 406, that if we find that we have some difficulties with some of the sediment, we certainly won't have difficulties with all of it, but if we have some with some of it, we apply that and request additional funding, and I have done this a number of times. This is just a process.
Can I ask you,
sure.
Jack, what do you call, you were finding the butane? What do you call that?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What was the name of the contaminant you mentioned?
It's called tributylamine. TRIBUTYLTIN.
Okay, would that have to be handled at a Class A dump?
No. The concentrations are too low. The only concern is aquatic toxicity.
Okay.
It is not a hazardous waste.
Okay.
All right.
Jack, a question. Jack?
Hazardous waste determination. Hazardous waste determination is outlined in CFR, but it's also outlined in Oregon as OAR 340, and I'm familiar with the process of hazardous waste determination, and this is not by any means any kind of a hazardous waste.
Okay. Jack, just on a backup thought, the contaminants that are in the soil, could that possibly be used or a fertilized mixture?
So the question, Jack, was, is there...
Are we talking, yes, if we find... listen, if we... First of all, we have to identify if we even have a problem. Okay, that's the issue. And if we do, it's only in a very small portion of the, it's one ninth over in the in basin two. It's one of the three areas. When we run the sub samples, which we're doing right now at the laboratory, we may find none in there. Okay? That occurs sometimes when you take samples and they don't show up again when you take more samples in the area, you find out you don't really have anything, and then you deal with the PSET, that's the evaluation team that we have to answer to, and then we go through back and forth until we all agree that there's really nothing else that needs to be done. So at that point, that's a very real possibility as far as what might happen. Worst case scenario is we find this tributylatin in one of the nine sections of areas of the port that we sampled. And if that's the case, then we're going to work out a plan that basically revolves around how we're going to dredge. Okay? In other words, we probably wouldn't dredge that with the other. But that's not because we're concerned about concrete. It's because we're concerned about when we run the samples, the water separates and goes back into the water, and the DEQ will require us to take samples while we're doing it to show that we're not putting any contaminants back into the water. Okay, so that's just the process. It sounds complicated, but it's just the way it works. It's not anything that's going to stop what we're doing.
All right.
It's a little complicated. I'm sorry to throw all that all out like that.
Well, that's fine, Jack. Better you than us.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, any other questions? Comments?
No.
All right. This is an action item.
I will mention, I'm not trying to, I don't want to compliment myself a whole lot here, but I will tell you that the standard consultant would have accepted these analytical results, and we would have had hundreds of thousands of square feet of remediation that we'd have to do all around the port basin. But fortunately, I owned a laboratory for a while. It almost bankrupted me, but I owned one, and I'm knowledgeable about quality control processes The numbers look suspicious to me. I challenged them and found out what had happened was they had put the detection levels too high because there was too much moisture for them and they were being lazy. And consequently, they put the numbers up where the detection levels were. I challenged them on the detection levels. They went back and reviewed it and found that the detection levels could go way low where they needed to be. And then we found non-detect everywhere. So most of the, except for the one that I mentioned, the tributylatin, all the other parameters and all the other samples were reversed by the laboratory. So we have no problems other than that small one there.
Okay.
Ready for a motion?
Yes, sir.
I make a motion to approve submitting the preliminary project drawings to FEMA and CRC approval.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. We have no information items. Commissioner's comments.
I'm really excited about this FEMA project getting working. We've been long, long haul on it, working on it. So kind of nice to see
it
finally getting here.
Okay. Well, for those of you that were at the South Coast Fishermen meeting last night, I will apologize. Ken very appropriately identified everybody that is on this board at that meeting so people would know, and I was remiss in not doing that, so I apologize for that. So our next regular meeting date is Wednesday, April 20th, 2022 at 2 p.m. The special meeting is, I forget, Monday the 4th?
Monday the 4th at 10 a.m.
And I will apologize for that because that's the only day I can do it before I leave for Seattle. So glad you will note that.
Probably one more thing. That meeting will probably be a long meeting. We have a lot of information items besides the one action item. So it's going to be a long meeting. Just if you were planning something else after the meeting, it'd probably be 2 hours-ish.
Okay.
Guessing.
Okay. All right.
We'll give you the date.
Okay.
Part of the date.
With that, we'll conclude our business and adjourn the meeting.
Goodbye.
And then you have to run home and
feel
recorded.
I wish I had.
You said it wasn't going to be good.
No.